Okay, let's try to be misadded the next sugya. First, we have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara on bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph says, "B'Mishnah Torah, my Kama de Darish." Very interesting. It seems it's not a din in Mishnah Torah. It's not because it's Devarim, therefore we darshan. I could have said a svara that way. But the Gemara says no. There are technical reasons. It happens to be that in Mishnah Torah it's either Muchach or Mufna. Muchach and Mufna are pretty much the same idea. It means that there's a reason to darshan it. Muchach means that it's Muchach from the Sugya, and Mufni means that there's an extra word that tells us to darshan it. Pretty much the same thing. In the case is different, but the lumdis is the same. Yibayisei mishum demuchach. Dem kein lech deverachmana gabi arayis. Yibayisei mishum demufti. Dem kein lech deverachmana leikachish esei shesav leikal knafav. Lamali shema minolachim. So it comes out that in Mishnah Torah we're going to darshan leikach esei shesav leikal knafav v'smuchim. Ay gabi tzitzis nami. The Gemara explains, by tzitzis, you're saying Mishnah Torah is muchach or mufna. How is tzitzis? By saying Mishnah de muchach, by saying Mishnah de mufna, by saying Mishnah de muchach, then can lift the Rechmana gabi parshas tzitzis. But my hilchas akasi Rechmana hach, in general, any mitzvah that's repeated has to be muchach, it has to come for something. Or, by saying Mishnah de mufna, mechtik, sibu bega klaim shatnis la yala lachal, a silba shatnis lamali, whatever need to psukim, shmami lo lafim here. So what the Gemara did in these 8 or 10 lines is just showing that in Mishnah Torah we have a reason to dash. So that's good. Everything till now is makes the Gemara good. That in Mishnah Torah we dash in Smuchin, and therefore it's a good rush. Frech the Gemara. Mechti, Sibu Beget, Shomim Lofniyah, Fahani Mitzvot Tzrichi. So Gemara now tells us a different drasha. The context is Teyesk Akasha. Today we're not going to focus on what Shver, we're just going to learn the new drasha. So let's learn the new drasha. Because of Rachmana, la yale alecha, have a mean of kol derech halo aser, Rachmana. The Torah only said that shatn is you're not allowed to put it on you. I would have thought kol derech halo aser, even just carrying it on your back. Vafilu meichrek sus. The Torah sounds like the meichrek sus are carrying it on their back. I said yesterday that they model it, they wear it. Doesn't sound that way from the Lashon HaGemara. Lashon HaGemara is afilu meichrek sus is a type of derech halah. Kas rachmana le sil b'shatnis. Dum yad levisha despeyana. So it's saying that it has to be Dumid Levish Disbehana, or else you're not over. So this is the Chiddush in this Gemara, that Shatnez has to be Isbehana Dika case of Shatnez. And since Meichrek Sus is not a case of Isbehana, so therefore Meichrek Sus is Matur. This is what it says in the Gemara. There are three major difficulties in this Gemara, in the case of Meichrek Sus. I'm debating whether we should start with all three kashas, but I think it would be easier, less confusing, if we take them one at a time, even though at the end of the day they're going to be related to each other, but it'll be easier for us if we take them one at a time, because we're going now into new territory, things we haven't discussed. So let's try to go may kalal ha-kavid from the easier to the harder, but just you have to keep in mind we're learning new ideas, and you have to really try to be kind of the ideas we're going to talk about. First, let's talk about meichrek sus. Somebody is selling clothing, and the clothing is shatnez. Why is he selling shatnez? It's me. I don't know why is he selling shatnez. Selling to Gaia, maybe. Or maybe he tells the guy who buys it, go take it to the shatnez store and they'll fix it for you. I don't know why he's selling shatnez, but that's the case. He's selling a beged sheyesh be shatnez.
And he still sells clothes.
What?
They're not making it, they're just selling.
They're just selling it. Yeah. So if he's selling to Yidden, I guess he's not a vilifneiv. It must be he tells him this is shatnez and have it fixed, I guess. No?
Everything has to be checked.
Okay. So he knows for sure he's selling shatnez. and he's going to, he wants to carry it, he carries it on himself. Now whether that means he puts it on, or he puts it over his shoulder, but he does it in the way that he's over on Layal Alecha. So we're saying that it's mutter. Meichwik sus, meichwik kedarkon, that it's mutter to do. The Gemara in Masech de Shabbos, Daf Chof Tes, brings this Gemara, and it says that how you're allowed to sell shatnis, meichwik sus, meichwik kedarkon, says, Hainu Kerib Shimon, the Omar Dova She'ena Miskavin Mutter. It's going with Rib Shimon, who holds Dova She'ena Miskavin is mutter. Now, let me explain Dover Shein HaMiskavim, because that's basically the discussion of this sugya. In Hilchos Shabbos, there are two peturim that are the subject of Machlekes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. There's something called the Dover Shein HaMiskavim, which Rav Shimon holds as mutter on Shabbos, and Rav Yehuda holds as aser. And there's something called the Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, which Rav Shimon holds as Pater, and Rav Yehuda holds as Chayiv. And the confusion that abounds has to do with the definition of a Dover She'ein Miskavin, and the definition of a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And if you don't understand the difference, you're not going to understand the first step in the Sugya. So let's talk about Hilchos Shabbos for a minute, and then we'll plug it in. On Shabbos, there's a well-known case of a person who drags a bench. He's dragging a bench on the ground, and we're afraid he's going to make a charitz. Not for sure going to happen. He's not thinking about it. We're afraid he's going to make a charitz. Goyer Adam Kisa Mita V'Safso. Rav Shimon says, you're allowed to drag it. Aye, digging up earth is malacha. Why is it mutter? Teretz is. Why is it mutter? That's davar she'ena miskavin. Because you're not mechavin to do it. You're mechavin to carry. You're not mechavin to do it. The crucial word, you're not mechavin for the maisa malacha. That's davar she'ena miskavin. You're not mechavin for what? You're not mechavin for the maisa malacha. You're not mechavin to do the malacha. That's a davar she'ena miskavin. You don't mean to do it. You mean to schlep a bench. You don't mean to make a scratch in the ground. That is Taich Dover Shein Miskavin. Reb Shimon holds its mutter. Reb Yehuda holds its aser. By Dover Shein Miskavin, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Tes says, Meichrik Sus Meichrin Kedarkon, that's Kireb Shimon, that it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. What are you doing? You're not mechavin to wear the clothing. You're mechavin to schlep it from one part of town to the other. So you're throwing it over your shoulder and schlepping it. That's a Dover Shein HaMiskavin. You're not mechavin for wearing the clothing. You're mechavin for carrying the clothing. Just like you're mechavin for carrying the bench. Mechavin for carrying the clothing. Lemaisa, you're having a hanoah, it's warming your body. But you're not mechavin for it. You're mechavin for the one maisa, and something else is taking place. That's Dover Shein HaMiskavin. Dover Shein HaMiskavin is a klal b'chol ha-Torah kula. Unless there's a mitzvah has an exception. Dover Shein HaMiskavin is Rav Shimon Shita everywhere. Dover Shein HaMiskavin is a kula in the whole Torah.
Over there, he's having a mind to put it on.
That's going to be the problem. That's all we're going to see. Okay, that is a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Chav Tes. Now there's something else called a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. What's a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is a din only in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Malacha has to be similar to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they dug holes. Why? Because they needed the holes. They dug holes to plant seeds for Samavanim. They dug holes because they needed the hole. Let's say you don't need the hole. You're digging because you need sand. You're doing the same Maisa Malacha. Someone to take a video of one person digging a hole because he needs the hole, one person digging a hole because he needs the sand, it'll look the same. The Maisa is identical. Malacha shein tzricha legufa is when you do a malacha for a different tachlis, for a different purpose, for a different use. That's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. There, the ma'isa is the same ma'isa, but the purpose is a different purpose. There, Reb Shimon holds pater aval aser. There, it's still aser, just pater, not chayiv. Reb Yehuda holds yechayiv. That's malacha shein tzricha legufa. And this is what confuses B'nai Torah all the time. What's the difference? Dav shein miskav, malacha shein tzricha legufa. Dav shein miskav, and you're not mechavim for a ma'isa at all. Is the chadat mechavim for the tachlis? But you're not even mechavim for a ma'isa. Malacha shein tzricha legufa is the din only in Hilcha Shabbos. That's why it's called malacha shein tzricha legufa. Because it's only din of malacha. Malacha Shabbos. If you don't need it for the same purpose as was in the Mishkan, there's a malach shein tzricha legufa, and you are patur l'Rav Shimon. Frekta beis halayvi. What is meichrei ksus, meichrei kedarka? What is it? Is it a darvah shein miskaven? L'chayr, it's not. It's taka true that you're only mechavin to bring the clothing from one side of town to the other. It's true. Or to show it to people. Or your kavana is to show it to people, okay. Your kavana is to spread it out on your back to show people. But that is what we call a psik resha. It's zikr doing a ma'isa halah. It's not like you drag a bench, maybe it'll make a charetz. Here, what are you doing? You're putting it on your back for a different reason, and mamela, you're wearing it. Now, it's true, it's a malach shein tzricha legufa, because you're not wearing it for the purpose of dressing up, but malach shein tzricha legufa doesn't help by Hilcha Shabbos. Malach shein tzricha legufa is a din of malachas and Shabbos. By davar she'ena miskavin, it has to be that you're doing one ma'isa, and another ma'isa maybe will happen. Might happen. Here, it's ha'inu hach. You're putting it on your back. That's halah, lo yala alecha. And what kind of ena mechavin are you? You're ena mechavin for what? Ena mechavin for what? But you're wearing shatnez and thinking, I don't want to wear shatnez. Ena mechavan has to mean you're not mechavan for the ma'isa aveira. Are you mechavan to put the begadim on your back? Are you bekavana putting them on your back? Or not? Okay, but the ma'isa you're doing, the ma'isa malacha of halah, of putting begadah on your back, you're doing it for a different purpose. You're doing it to show it off. See, that's malach shein tzricha legufa, the same ma'isa with a different purpose. In order for this to be answered, you have to show me that it's your mecham for ma'isa A, which is the ave, which is the mutter, and a ma'isa aveir is happening. In the ma'isa, it's the same. Vayala alacha, you're putting it on your back. You understand? Well, the only thing that's different by Meichrei Ksus than a regular person who's putting it on his back is that the Meichrei Ksus person is mechan for a different tachlis, a different purpose. But the ma'isa is the same ma'isa. You're putting it on your back. Lo yala alecha. It is, and that's one of the Mahalchim and the Rishayim, which I'll see in a second. Right. So the Mechilim bring Raya from here. I don't want to get to it. I just want to make sure people understand the question, because I start by telling you I know it's confusing to people. It's unfortunate because it's Hilcha Shabbos. Dover She'edim Miskava means I'm doing Maisa 1 and Maisa 2 is happening. Anytime you take a video of someone doing something and it looks the same as the Malacha, that's Malacha Shesuch Lagufa. Dover She'edim Miskava in every single case, the case looks different. The person is dragging a bench, and Agav dragging the bench, he's making a charetz. A person is walking down the street, and Agav walking the street, he makes a light go on. That's not the normal way to turn on lights. He's doing one ma'isa, and another ma'isa is going on. That's the Davar Sheina Miskaven. When it's all the same ma'isa, just a different tachlis, that is Malach Shesichel Gufa. That's not Davar Sheina Miskaven. So Mimela, how could the Gemara say that why are Mechriksus Mechrin Kedarka? Why are they allowed to sell it? Because it's a kula of Davar Sheina Miskaven. The reason they're allowed to do it, even though it's a shatn, is the kaveira. The reason they're allowed to do it is because Davar Sheina Miskaven, this doesn't fit the general rule of Davar Sheina Miskaven. This is not the Torah's case of Davar Sheina Miskaven. Davar Sheina Miskaven has to be, I'm trying to do one ma'isa, and the second ma'isa is happening b'derech agav. Gemara is the case of Davar Sheina Miskaven. I pull out a stopper out of a barrel of wine, and when I pull out the stopper out of a barrel of wine, it squeezes wine out of the stopper. So there also, the ma'isa I'm doing is removing a stopper. A second malacha that I'm not mechavin for is happening. I'm not mechavin to squeeze anything. If I pull a heavy cloth out of a tight spot, that's going to do it. That's the Darmashayim Miskaven. I'm not mechavin for the ma'isa malacha that I'm doing. I don't want to do a ma'isa of squeezing. I want to do a ma'isa of removing. Every Darmashayim Miskaven is I do one thing, and the other thing also happens. Every malacha in Sri Chalugufa is, like I say, in a video screen, it will look exactly the same. Shlichus means you're doing it for a different purpose. If you carry something out of your house because you don't want it in your house, that's a malach shlichus gufa. Carrying the Mishkan, they carried something because they wanted it in the second place. You just want to get rid of it, same exact mice. A video would look exactly the same. But in your brain, you're doing it for a different purpose. That's malach shlichus gufa. What?
The exact same action
for reason. The case sometimes not machlokes Rashi. There could be cases that are. There are other pturim malachs mashavs. But this case, malachs mashavs,
thinking the whole
for
a different reason, not for the earth, but for a different reason, like Rashi.
Not really. Not really. No. There's Taisan and Gimel Amid Beis. We can look at it.
Because if you're doing it for the earth, it's not
machlokes.
You're doing it for the whole and for
a
different reason.
Okay, but the malachs mashavs is chayfa guma benitzarcha olah. For that, in that case, is okay. You could phrase it either way. You could phrase it as a psik reisha, or you could phrase it as not a case of Davar Sheina Miskaven. You're going to see that some of the achrayim use a lashon, it's a psik reisha, and some use the lashon that it's just not a case of Davar Sheina Miskaven. It comes down to the same thing. Rav Chaim explains that every psik reisha is not a Davar Sheina Miskaven because it's that it's oisei ma'isa, it's a mechavin. It pretty much comes down to the same. So I think the way Rev the Beis Halevi phrases it is a malach shesichel gufa. But
of
levisha. That's why if it'll change the aveir, it'll change. Okay, so where do we go from here? So there's a tumul in the Rishayim about what to do with this. Aleph, there's a shita sa'aruch. The shita sa'aruch is a taisis k'suvis daf hei. But there, the Aruch doesn't mention our Gemara. The Aruch is quoted all over the place, and one of them is in the Ran, in Masechta Shabbos, at the end of Perek Shmoneh Shiratzim. Shmoneh Shiratzim, it's the 14th Perek of Shabbos. And the last Ran there, has an Arichus, where he brings the Aruch. Every Rishon brings the Aruch a few places, at least one place, but more than one. He brings it there, and there he brings the Aruch regarding to Agama. The Aruch has the following rule. He says, a Davar Sheina Miskaven, that's a psik reisha, it's definitely going to happen. But it's loy nichalei, but he doesn't want that second ma'isa, is mutal chatchila. That's a shtein Aruch. A psik reisha, the loy nichalei, when you're chavim for one ma'isa, and a second ma'isa happens, definitely going to happen, but you don't care about it, it's mutl chadchila. That's the shita sa'aruch, which means, according to the aruch, as long as you're mechavin to show it, to show the clothing, You're also wearing the clothing, but you don't want to wear the clothing. It's a segregation of the leinichalei. It's mutal lechatchila. And leinichalei, he says, leichbislei is the same. You don't care about it, it's the same as leinichalei. It doesn't have to be a hot day. It just means you're not spreading out these clothing on your back to wear. You don't care about wearing them. No, it has to be. There has to be a case of two ma'isa. You're doing one ma'isa, and the second ma'isa is happening agav, and you're like yichalai. For example, an example that is a riot to the aruch. The halacha is if someone walks down a street with an avodah zarah, a good smell of avodah zarah. So the halacha is that if it's loyefshav like a machavin, if you're not machavin to have the good smell. And lo yefshim means it's not easy to go around. You have to go down the road. Lo yefshim like a machaven is mutlach hatchila. Even though when you walk down the block, there's a sweet smell of an avodah zarah, but if you don't care about it, it's lo yefshim like a machaven. It's mutter. So Gzeirah D'Rabban and Marasai, we'll talk about different. It's a different issue. Okay, but lo yefshim they weren't guys. Everyone knows you're going down the road, so that's where you have to go. There's a heter of the Avshen Miskach. It has to start that you want one ma'isa, and a second ma'isa is happening. In a case where there hainu hach, like here, halah and showing it, if it's le'nichalei in the second aspect of what you're doing, that's a heter. We're saying the aruch holds that b'chaot harakula. If you can divide the ma'isa that you're mechavim for and the ma'isa you're not mechavim for, as long as it's leinichalei for the second part, it's okay.
So he's turning into dovshen miskach.
Right. He would phrase dovshen miskach psikreisha, but who cares? It's leinichalei. We don't care. That's how the aruch would phrase. So that's what it says. Vavash leiskav mecham necham sham neksham irachinami. It'll come out like him that if he wants, if he's nichalei, it'll be awesome. Light him. Lashon the Mishnah is vavash leiskav mecham necham ugsham neksham and light him. You have to mechav mamish. As long as it's a sekresha, he's nichalei. That would be a problem.
Why is
mecham
to
wear?
We're
saying it's all one. That's what you're saying, really. It's not a psikresha, it's a moshen tzuchel lofa, but it's really all one. It's a taina. It's a taina on the aruch, on the raya here. And what? It's still, it's a dakistik achilik that the aruch is really making. Because it's really one ma'isa. The kasha really wasn't so much that it's davshem skamot of psikresha, the kasha was stronger really that it's one ma'isa. The Aruch is not answering that. The Aruch is looking at it as two things. Two meisen, just a psikresha. And therefore he's saying psikresha leinichalei is okay. It's a weakness in the way the Aruch is looking at it that not everyone's going to be masking through the way he looks at it.
The Aruch's right is one meisen too.
What?
The Aruch's right is one meisen too.
Not all of them. For example, by Mesukhachet and Zaisa, when you're pulling out the stopper, there's a good raya. Because their one meisen is opening up the hole, and what ma'isa is squeezing the cot. So there, you could see the aruch more.
Washing hands in someone's field, which is his right, is also.
Okay, some of the cases. Well, you're doing a vice of washing,
and
you're watering the field. All right. Again, if someone took a video of it, it would look like two things. Someone's washing, and agav, he's watering the field. Someone's pulling out a stopper, and agav, he's squeezing the cot. That's most dovish and miskavens. Here, it's a little worse. Here, so to speak, on a picture of what he's doing, it's the same halah. Except that people would understand this is halah for Bechira. You look at him, you could tell. What? Or Mapis Mursa. Mapis Mursa, the case is that he's not mechavin to make a two-way hole, a Pesach to go in and out. He really just might get the pus out. So if you look at him, he's squeezing out pus. It's also, by Mapis Mursa, the question is he making a lasis lopeh? So there, it's it would be a psikresha with taka. It would be a problem. At any rate, this is the what?
Usually, something in the clothing, if you put a lot of clothing,
That's how the Aruch is looking at it. That it doesn't look like the same Maisa, it's two Maisa. Well, hello also. Although what you're starting to say is the Beis Halevi, they need Halo of Levisha, which we're not holding.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, yeah, that's not. Yeah, that you're right. Hanot from Mitzat Sheni, that somebody's buying it, that's not Hanot. It's keeping the taxes. It has to be something people wear clothing for, either warmth, cold, the way you look, things like that. Dragging the chair?
No,
a chair of Shatn is. Well, there's an isser on a chair of Shatn is if it's a soft chair, which warms the body. Then there's an isser of Shatn is if it's soft. There's an old machlaikas in Europe. How soft is soft? That should be chayiv. Trains in Europe, there were Gedele Israel that sat on the first class trains. First class had cushions, and the back of the train had hard benches. So there was a famous maisa when the Chafetz Chaim went to the Knesiyah Gedola, they sent Rab Meir Don Platsky, who was then one of the young Gedele Israel. So they sent him to be Malav of the Chafetz Chaim. So he traveled to Radin. He also lived in Poland. But he traveled to Radin to come back by train. So of course they sent the Chafetz Chaim a first class ticket. It wasn't like the airplanes. It was just, you got a cushion in your seat, that's all. So they sent two first class tickets, one for Meir Don Platsky and one for the Chafetz Chaim. So when they got on the train, the Chafetz Chaim held, you're not allowed to sit in the cushion seats. So he went to the benches. Meir Don Platsky held that it was mutter to sit in the cushion seats, and he felt that if he goes sits with the Chafetz Chaim, there's going to be a crowd greeting him wherever they get. He had to make a bacha and show that he doesn't hold it to us. So they sent it to be malav him. In the meantime, Chafetz Chaim sat in the back and he sat in the front, and that's how they traveled. So it was a machlaikas. There was a different machlaikas. See, there, it's not halah. It's not on your body. There, it's a separate shaila. Want the geder of the halacha, it says, if it goes around your leg, it's awesome. So how much around your leg? You're sitting in a cushioned seat, how much is around your leg? So today we don't have the problem. Of course, all our seats are made from synthetics. Okay, anyway, getting back to where we're holding. The Aruch is Mahalach number one, and it's the sheet of the Aruch. We don't pass with the Aruch. By Yisurim Durabanans, the Trumas Hadeshin says you can rely on the Aruch by Durabanans. We pass it that way, Bishas Adchak. That's when people talk to you about going past the lights. That's one of the issues. What you can rely on, the lights go on. People tell you, he says Muti, he says Zasi. Basically, Bishas Adchak is a heter. If you can avoid it, you have to avoid it. The basic thing, but that all has to do with the Aruch. So you have to cross the street for sure, because we don't rely on the Aruch, the Psikresha, and even Psikresha Lenichale is awesome. If you're stuck, if the only way to get to the door of your house is to pass it, so you're not mechayiv to climb in the window, you could be Samech on Shas Atchak, you could be Samech on the
only
by Drabbanan. Assuming that the way lights go on is a Drabbanan, it's only a Grama.
But it's not what you're enjoying the light.
Yeah, but Nichola, it's a problem. If you can enjoy the light, it's a problem. So you have to not enjoy the light. Either close your eyes or... I had someone who had it in a narrow driveway. So I gave him an Eitza, her actually an Eitza, to get a clip-on fan. She has bars on her windows. To put a clip-on fan on the bar, and the fan turns, you take off the screen, it's turning, so the light stays on all night, because the motion detector notices the fan turning, so the light just stays on, then you don't have a problem. The problem with her neighbor, I told her, I can't guarantee if you're going to have a problem, but with Shabbos, you're not going to have a problem. So she said it worked. Sounded surprised. You know, a clip-on fan costs $6, $7. Okay. At any rate, that's the Aruch Shita. That's Shita number one. If you want to use the Eitz on that, it's up to you. I'm just telling you my Eitz. That's one Mahalach. The Ran there in Shabbos, if you want to look it up, Zekeshmak Aran, just I'm not going to go into it. He is Matcha, the Raya of the Aruch from this particular case. He's going to go like the Aruch, he's not happy with it. There's a second Mahalach, which is the Ran in Perikid HaNosha, which is in Masech Tescholen. The Dafei Haran, Islamic Beis Amid Alf, the Dafei Harif. And the Ran says that there's no chsar b'sik reisha by Yisuri HaNoah. Yisuri HaNoah are different. Now normally we say the words Yisuri HaNoah, we think of Basa B'cholav, Avodah Zarah, Chametz on Pesach. He is talking about klayim. It's a different type of Yisuri HaNoah, right? You're allowed to sell klayim, you're just not allowed to wear klayim. But he says Yisuri HaNoah are different. Rabbi Chanan is Masbir, his kavana, the kavana of the Ran. It's a very nice lomdisha thought. He says, by Isurei Hanoah, it's not the Hanoah that's the Aveira. It's the having Hanoah that's the Aveira. In other words, it's not the Hanoah of Basa B'cholov, which is an Aveira. It's the person having Hanoah from Basa B'cholov. It's the Maisa of getting Hanoah that's awesome. Hanoah is a metzius. It's Hanoah. The Aveira is getting the Hanoah. If someone was suddenly to be in a place and La'insai, there was going to be Hanoah, he would have Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. He doesn't have to do tshuva. It's not Pshat he did an Aveira Ba'inus. The Aveira is not receiving the Hanoah. The Aveira is having the Hanoah. Just like there's no Aveira if somebody were to put treifus in your stomach. It's not an Aveira. The Aveira is eating it. The Aveira of Hanoah is getting Hanoah. The Maisa of getting Hanoah. What?
The Hanoah being of Tzolah.
It's not
natural Hanoah.
Yeah, so the Hanoah of selling it is not the problem. Because you're allowed to sell shatness. It's the Hanoah of the Levisha, which is the Aveira. Since the Aveira is having the Hanoah, the Ran says, Moichrek Sus, it's a psik ray, it's not a psik reisha that he's going to be mechavim for Hanoah. It's a psik reisha that there'll be Hanoah. His back will be warm. But it's not a psik reisha that he intends it that way. When people carry things on their back, the furthest thing from their mind, that they're going to have Hanoah from it. It's cold enough, I guess he could be mechavim. But to be psik reisha by Shan is that I think psik reisha that you want Hanoah. That is not psik reisha. No psik reisha that you're going to want Hanoah. The Aveira is wanting the Hanoah. Meila, he says, it's not a problem. That's the Ran's explanation of this issue. The Ran doesn't agree with the Aruch, so he goes with such a mahalach. So here we have what kasha number one. I told you we're going to have three kashas today. Kasha number one, we tell you the Aruch deals with it, the Ran deals with it. We're still going to come back to how the Beis Halevi deals with it. But the Beis Halevi is going to deal with all three kashas we're going to talk about today. And all three kashas, other Rishonim deal with differently, so we're going to go one at a time. So kasha number one was that Meichrek Sus, why is it Mutter? It's called it a Psik Resha, or call it a Moshe Nesir Kulagufa. Meichrek Sus should be Aser. So the Aruch has a Shita, he deals with it. The Ran has a Svara, he deals with it. Tosfos also has a Teretz and Shabbos Chof Tesamid Beis. I don't understand Tosfos, so I'm not even talking about it, but there are Mahalchim. That's Kasha number one for today. Okay, we move on to Kasha number two. New Kasha. The old Kasha is like Rixus. A new Kasha. That's the stira between the two Mishnayos and the Sechtes Klayim. Perek Tes Mishnehe, it says, Akula Meichrek Sus Meichrin Kedarka. That those who sell clothing are allowed to carry it around however they normally do. Uvulvad, on the condition, Shalay Yiskavnu Bechama B'nei Achama Ubigshamim Nei Agshamim. Gshamim is Lashon for winter, because the Yemais HaGshamim is the winter in Eretz Yisrael. So Gshom Nei Agshamim means you're cold and you want to cover yourself, or you want to protect yourself from the rain. And chama bnei chama means you want to shave yourself from the sun. So it's mutter if you're not mechavin. So always not mechavin, meichrik sus, meichrik kedarka. It's Mishnah Beis, the Perites Mishnah Beis says that lo yilbash klayim, afilu al gabe yasara, even 10 layers, afilu lignay v'sameches. Even if your whole kavana is to sneak through customs, you want to sneak through customs in order to avoid the meches, so that is awesome. They're going to ask me about cheating on taxes. So the Tresor says it's talking about a meches gazlon. It's talking about the types of meches that you're allowed to avoid. But as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, it says it's awesome. It's a stira. In one Mishnah it says Darvash Shem Miskavin is mutter. In one Mishnah it says Darvash Shem Miskavin is awesome. It's a stira. So the Bartanura here in the Mishnayos, and it's the Rosh in his Pirish on the Mishnayos, answer is very easy. It says Mishnah Hay is Reb Shimon, who holds Dav Hashem Miskavin is Mutter, and Mishnah Beis is Reb Yehuda, who holds Dav Hashem Miskavin is also. So now there's no Kasha. The Taka exactly the same halacha. Reb Yehuda holds they're both Aser. You're not allowed to wear it to escape taxes. You're not allowed to wear it. Mipneha Shalom Echriksus. And Rav Shimon holds that they're both mutter. Shalom Yisrael. Everything's good. That's the easiest way out. No machlaikis. They're taka the same. Rav Shimon holds they're both mutter. So according to the Rosh and the Bartanura, and the Ramah Paskins this way, the Ramah and Yeridei Simishan Aleph Paskins, you're allowed to wear it Menea Meches. You're allowed to wear it for a Davashen of Meskavin. If you're not Mechavin, then it's Mutter. What should come out according to this? Let's say you're in the store and you want to try on a suit. Is it the same? You go to a store, you want to try on a suit, you don't know if it's Shatnez yet. You don't know if it's Shatnez. Could you try it on without checking it? Did you ever try it on without checking it? I think everybody does, right? No? Everyone tries on suits before you check it? Huh?
You don't try it on? If it's right, then you shouldn't.
If it's right, then it's Shatnez. Right, no, if it's Vaday Shatnez, then you certainly should. So we're Makel, I guess Rabowski's saying, that by us, most of our clothing is not Shatnez. Most suits are not. They are. I never once had a suit that was Shatnez. I've been giving it in to check for years. My whole... because I don't buy those suits. My brother once got a suit back with a Shatnez label 30 years ago. And then when I was taking off the label, I saw it set on it like 30% wool, 30% linen. Like they checked the padding and they checked the buttons, but they forgot to check the material. But I think today they know that certain pinstripes are linen. Above a certain price. Okay, anyway. If you're assuming up your right is not Shatnez, you certainly could wear it. What should be according to this what's the heter? So I'll read you a heter that says here in the Mishnayos. In the Mishnayos, if you go with this first mahalach, which is the most rishayim, it says I'm reading the lashon of the Tiferes Yisrael, I think it is. This is his lashon. The ne'a meches osa. Lutur l'didon shari. The Torah goes with his father, the Rosh Hashita. That for us it's mutter. The kind of lakar of Shimon Davashem is gavin mutter. He says, Hu adin loyshoi laharos midasei lahakaina. Chach mem hey, what does that stand for? Laharos midasei lahakaina. I don't know. The shari. He says that in the store, he's talking that the seller puts it on so that the buyer can see what it looks like. He says, this is mutter. If you're not mechavin for levisha, then it's okay. So according to this first mahalach, You're allowed to wear it as long as you're not mechavan for levisha. What's the mechavan levisha? Warmth, or shade. Why else do people wear things to look good? It's also a normal levisha to protect the body. Those things are mutter. If you're just doing it so the tailor could measure it, so according to this mahalot, it should be mutter. What? You're not mechavan for anos levisha. So they're saying that it's mutter. The kasha aitz psikresha, that was the first kasha. But as far as the stira is concerned, the stira is answered. Zok the Beis Halevi, that's good, like the Rosh and the Bartanura. I have no problem with it, the Beis Halevi says. But the Rambam brings both Mishnayis lahalacha. The Rambam paskins meches aser, and the Rambam paskins mechrek sus mutter. So what happened? The Bartanura and the Rosh said it's a machlaikis. Okay, it's a machlaikis, it's good. But the Rambam doesn't hold it's a machlaikis. The Rambam brings both ledina. He brings both lahalacha. He paskins that you are allowed to wear it mechrek sus mechrek kidarka. You're not allowed to wear it for meches, to cheat the meches. So Mimela frekt the Beis Halevi in the Rambam, we still have a kasha. So we resolved the kasha like many, but not like the Rambam. So this is our second kasha for the day. The second kasha being that it's a steer of the two Mishnais. Beis Halevi has a third kasha. And then we're going to answer all three with one mahalach. His third kasha is that our Gemara just said shatness is also because of Hanoah. As we just learned the Gemara. Shatness is also because you have Hanoah's Levisha. The pleasure of Levisha. So here's the kasha. When someone wears a talus, he puts on a talus for a mitzvah. There's a rule, mitzvah slav lehenais nitnu. Mitzvah slav lehenais nitnu means that you're allowed to take a shofar of Yisuri Hanah and blow shofar with it on Rosh Hashanah. What? If it's certain things are ktusim echtashira, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says not ktusim echtashira. The Gemara says shal oila, you're allowed to blow. The by lulav, you mean it says ktusim echtashira. Okay, alright. The Maisa, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, that you're allowed to blow the shayfah shal oila, even though it's Surah Hanah, but Mr. Slavlein is not. This is love lahen, isn't it? No, so that's not called hanah. So, frek the Beis Halevi, mitzvah love lahen, isn't it? No, you should be allowed to wear a talis of shatness because mitzvah love lahen, isn't it? No, there's no isra hanah on something that's a mitzvah. What? You don't have to, but if you're wearing it l'shem mitzvah, if the whole reason you're putting it on is for a mitzvah, so it should be mutter. And Big Day Kuhuna, the same thing. By Big Day Kuhuna, it says that it's shatness. And Big Day Kuhuna is day for shatness. It's day for the asay of Big Day Kuhuna is day for the lava of shatness. But it's not shatness. You're wearing it for a mitzvah. And since shatness is only if you have anah, so therefore it should be mutter anyway. You don't need asay de chalaisa say. It should be mutter anyhow. So these are the three kashas. What? Why do you pass to be matir? It should be mutter anyway. Why do you say the rabbi say to be matir? It should be mutter anyway. Gradi could have asked. And I think I saw in one of the Heintegger who asks, if you have a linen baguette and the strings of wool are on the bottom, do you have any hanoah from the strings? Anybody have hanoah? You have hanoah from it. The warmth is from the baguette. What? If it's for the look, you know, he's asking about the warmth of it. As that we have to clear. We're going to have to still clear. What's the issa to have? When you have shatnez, the issa is to have anor only for the two together? But once you have Shan, there's even every bit of it is Asr. But that's a mitzvah de kahana again. It means that that's a kasha mitzvah. Okay.
Well, the two stitches, always impossible.
From the two stitches. But if you're warming yourself with a baguette, and part of the baguette is these two stitches, the whole baguette is 1,002 stitches. So which two stitches are you having anah from? I hear. Every time you have anah in the lining. See, I think that we have to all agree that it's not only if it warms you or cools you, but for the look, it's also a normal anah of a baguette. The padding in line in the shoulders is made for a certain look that the baguette has when it has padding. That's why it's considered to be anah.
The stitching holding the padding to the jacket.
The padding gives it the structure.
Yeah, the stitching has nothing to it.
The shot is in the padding, man. You're asking if it'll be stitching. The padding of the suit.
So it's attached, but attached to the padding.
No, the real, well, that would also be shown. Usually the problem is the padding itself.
The look, the fact that inside have some stitching holding these two materials together.
Do you have a noah? Let's say somebody has linen thread sewing on his button. You have a noah that the button's there, so that means you have a noah from the stitches.
Well, isn't it? The padding, while I'm wearing it, the padding is stay put.
All right, we'll have to talk about it. I'd like to get into other dina shatnas. In the meantime, we're going to stick with this prat. Yeah.
Putting it on the four-cornered
baguette. That's what he wants to wear, and then mail it to his assistant. So you're right. That's why I added the bidekuna. You're right. Somebody is wearing a four-cornered baguette. He wants to be warm, and then he's adding strings. So my kasha is not a kasha. It's a lot lighter than that. If that's his ikkard matara is for that, so then you can answer what you say. But that's why I deliberately set an example. Someone puts it on for a mitzvah, and remaining big day kohuna the same. But you're right. In the ayala shlucha here on the Masechta, he makes this point when he brings the Beis Halevi, that like the point you're saying. If his ikkard matara is to be warm, so you can't say it's not anything. Okay.
No, we don't need that. That was the big day kohuna only for after Avodah.
No, even during the Avodah. Nasei, you see, again, it depends which Asei is Daich. If it's the Asei of wearing Bidei Kohuna, the Asei of the Avodah. So, the Shekhar Asei is the Asei of the Avodah, but we try to answer his kashas by saying the Asei of the Malacha. But okay. The Beis HaLevi answers the three kashas. The kasha that it's a Psegresha, the kasha to Stira, and the kasha Bidei Kohuna. By teaching our Gemara, it's an unusual Beis HaLevi, in that the Beis HaLevi is really telling us to look at the Lashon HaGemara more carefully. I'll tell you what he says, and I'll show it to you in the Gemara. Beis HaLevi says the following. He says, there are two dinim in Shabbos. Levisha and Halah, the two psukim. The pasuk of Layala Alecha, the pasuk of Layisil Shabbos. The following is the difference. Levisha is always aser, for whatever reason you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, loisil bashatnis. There's no limud that has anything to do with hanah. Loisil bashatnis is aser, any reason you wear it, you wear it to escape the taxes, you also, it's a levisha. Any levisha is aser for any purpose in the world. Halah is not levisha. Halah, you put it over your shoulders. What's halah? So the Gemara said, "Hava mita kol derech halah aser." I would think all halah is aser. Afilamachriksus, kasher rachmano isil b'shanis. Dum yid levisha dis behanah. Halah is only aser when you have a hanah that's similar to a normal levisha. In other words, if you're really wearing it, absolutely aser. If you're doing halah, it gets a din levisha if it's a normal levisha type of halah. You're putting it over you for warmth, cold, protection, the way it looks, for a levisha dikka purpose. So that there are two dinim. In levisha, everything we talked about today is not negeya. Levisha is always aser. What we're talking about today, halah, is totally in your kavana. Calling you why you're wearing it, there's a Torah Darshan and Miskavin, etc. So that the Beis HaLevi says, the Beis HaLevi explained the Rambam Shita. He says when it's a Levisha Gemura, there's nothing to talk about. So let's say Big Day Kahuna, it's for sure Asa. It's just Lavla Henes, no, who cares? Levisha is Asa with without Hanoah. Levisha is always Asa. It answers the third kasha. The second kasha was a stira. Wearing a suit to escape taxes is Asr. Why? Because that's Levisha. The answer is Levisha is always Asr. Moichrek Sus is Halah. Halah, that depends if you have Anah. The first kasha. What? So that's the thing. The language of the Rambam, in language of Shulchan Aruch, by Moichrek Sus, is a language of halah, not a language of levisha, which fits well. The lashon of the Mishnah is just meichrik sus meichrik kedarkan. The language, somebody has the language of the Rambam here. The Rambam, but Hilchos Klayim. Halacha Tezayin in. Most of Klayim in the Rambam is has to do with Behemoth. It's Perek Yud. This is fine. What? I think when I say Tezayin. Tezayin, good. What's his lashon by Mekrik Sus?
Mekrik Sus. Mekrik Adakan.
The Rambam's lashon when he brings it, the meichrek sus of vavachla yischavnu. What's the lashon sheha? Masha al kaspam. A klaim sha'al kaspam, the klaim that's on their shoulders shouldn't be matzel them. That's his lashon. The klaim sha'al kaspam, it sounds like they're carrying on the shoulder. When we get dressed, it's cold out. We want our whole body to be warm, not just our shoulders. Our stomachs are colder than our shoulders. His lashon is sha'al kaspam. His lashon is a lashon of halah. I think the Machaber's lashon, Shulchan Aruch, is also mashma that way. So what? And our Gemara's lashon, not the Mishnah, called derech halah, sefer l'machrik says. So this is the Beis HaLevi. Now don't forget, the Beis HaLevi is only explaining the Rambam. We still have the other Shitas. But according to the Beis HaLevi, trying on a suit in the store, if it's Shanis, would be a problem. Because he says, Derech Levisha, it's always Sasa. It doesn't matter why. It's not worse than Mechre, then Meches. It's a Chabiyas. What? No, that's Levisha. Mechre Ksus, you put the suit on, then all the way. It would be the same problem. That's why Machsus has to be that he carries it on his shoulder. Not that he puts it on, according to the Rambam. So it comes out. Now we're going to sort this all out still tomorrow. So I beg you, please, to review the three kashas, the way the other Rishonim deal with it, the way the Rambam deals with it, which is the Beis HaLevi. Yitzhashem, we're going to continue tomorrow.